Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Nauru abandons Taiwan to milk China. Nauru requested significant economic aid from Taiwan and proceeded to draw comparisons between Taiwan's aid offers and those of China. A small Pacific island country, Nauru, with a population of under 13,000, has changed its diplomatic recognition from Taipei to Beijing, following the recent election of a new president in Taiwan. Taipei now has a total of only 12 diplomatic allies, after Nauru's about-face. Immediately after Nauru's announcement, the Chinese government has expressed its willingness to start a new chapter in its relationship with the island state. Nauru initially established diplomatic relations with Taiwan in 1980, but terminated the ties in 2002 in favor of China. However, in 2005, the decision was reversed. According to a government statement released on Monday, the new reversal is deemed to be in the best interests of the nation. The intention behind this change is not to impact Nauru's current positive relationships with other nations, island nations government announced. Nauru continues to assert its sovereignty and independence and aims to sustain amicable international relations. During the Chinese Civil War in the 1940s, Taiwan served as the final sanctuary for nationalist forces. With the support of its allies, it has managed to maintain de facto autonomy for decades. Both Taipei and Beijing assert themselves as the sole representatives of the Chinese population. During today's press briefing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ma Ning expressed that China is ready to initiate a fresh phase in its relationship with Nauru, based on the principle of One China. Ma Ning emphasized that this change aligns with historical trends regarding Taiwan's status. Taiwan's foreign ministry has declared the mutual termination of relations with Nauru in order to protect national sovereignty and dignity. As a result, all collaborative initiatives have been put on hold, and diplomatic personnel have been summoned back from the island. Additionally, Nauru will be required to shut down its embassy in Taipei, the autonomous territory stated. According to the Taiwanese government, President David Adayan of Nauru, who assumed office in October of last year, requested significant economic aid from Taiwan and proceeded to draw comparisons between Taiwan's aid offers and those of China. Taipei expressed profound disappointment, regret, and strong condemnation towards Nauru for its actions. Upon re-establishing ties with Taiwan in 2005, then-President Ludwig Scotty expressed his anticipation of receiving economic aid from Taipei. Nauru, previously a prominent exporter of guano and phosphates, experienced a significant economic downturn due to the depletion of its reserves. Consequently, the sale of fishing rights emerged as a primary source of income for the nation. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.